Well, a heck of a hockey game here tonight at J. Tom Lawler Rink. Maine edges Merrimack by the score of 2-1 here on Friday night, the first of a two-game set. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, boy, I don't know how it was down on the bench. I know watching the game from where we were, that was quite a battle, especially for a game this early in the season. I mean, so much energy on both sides, good scoring chances that didn't result in goals, some that did. Your take on the game, I guess. I mean, pretty exciting early season game here.
Yeah, it was like a playoff game, and I expected that, knowing that they would come in. You know, they're pretty excited about their team, obviously. They should be. And they play really, really hard. And so they forced us to raise our level in that area of our game. It's the first real team that we've played who's as physical as they are, but it won't be the last. So, you know, I was happy with the way we worked through it and created chances at the end of the game, and, you know, and several through the second period and the third period as well. But, you know, it was a hard-fought game. You know, they deserved to win the game, though, but it was a hard-fought game.
You mentioned adjustments. What were some of the things you did have to adjust, especially as the first period went along and then going into the second period?
We just had to play faster with the puck. I thought we allowed the, you know, sometimes the, you know, forecheck can be great, but it's really good when you play slow with the puck, and it gives that guy a chance to close, and it gives everyone behind him a chance to, you know, get gaps and space on men. We just played slow throughout our own end with pucks and tried to make plays when we should have probably just put pucks off glass and gotten some foot races. But we didn't do that, and I think they turned some pucks over, and actually it led to one goal for sure against. But we really need to just try to be a faster team with the puck and understand that pressure's coming. And sometimes it's not the puck carrier. Sometimes it's the support players, and we'll see that from the film. But I thought we played faster in the third period with the puck, and I thought the game came back to us a little bit because of that.
Yeah, despite only getting the one goal, which you got with the 6-on-4 and the power play there as well, it seemed like you guys generated a lot of scoring chances and maybe enough scoring chances to win the game. Overall, how do you look at a game like this? Sometimes you lose and you know you didn't play well. Sometimes you play pretty well, but you still don't win.
Yeah, you know, we just got to get better, you know. I think it's just about our team getting better, and I'm disappointed that we lost the game at home. Disappointed every game you lose. But I do think games like this make you a better team, you know, because they forced our compete level to be very high. They forced us to play under duress, and we faced some real adversity, you know, really for the first time this year. So, I liked our game in spots, and I think we can play better, you know. So we just need to be ready to go tomorrow and play fast and understand they're going to be coming north, and if you play fast, then you'll go past them.
I thought one of the things, you know, as we're looking at, you know, how this game developed from the first into the second and third periods, was that first period there were not a lot of shots that got through on either side. You know, both teams, I thought, really didn't allow a lot of space out there, and that was true for you guys as well. You guys were able to limit their chances, their shots on goal at least, but you didn't have that many of your own. But then in the second period, that started to change. You know, you guys were able to keep limiting their chances, but then getting more and more of yours through.
Yeah, I think in a game like this, the first period, it's just so much energy, and guys are going 100 miles an hour on both sides, and you're playing physical, trying to establish a physicality to the game, that there weren't a lot of plays being made in the first period, you know, and guys were going north, they were going hard, they were being physical. It was a forecheck game for the first period, and it was that way throughout, but for the first period, it was almost exclusively that, and that's not an easy way to, you know, get chances, because the puck's below the goal line, and then you got to get it back, and you got to work hard to get it back, and you need your structure to get guys in scoring position. So I think it was just an energy level in the first period that was probably beyond the playmaking ability, and not ability, but playmaking that either team did, and that limited the chances. And I thought both of us, them for sure, and I think us as well, really held shot lanes hard, you know, very aggressive. Both of our teams obviously have a goal of blocking a lot of shots, and that's how they fought to lanes.
Probably no surprise the way that the goal that you got was scored. It seemed like it was going to have to be a play like that. It was going to be a greasy goal or a redirect or something like that, traffic in front, and that's what ended up happening on the goal by Matt Capone. And really, you look at it, I mean, he maybe could have had two or three tonight with the chances that he created for himself. You know, the post that he hit in the first and then that end-to-end rush again, you know, in terms of creating scoring chances, you guys had enough.
Oh, we did for sure. We even after we made it 2-1, you know, in the 6-on-5, we had a couple of great looks, you know. So, there were enough chances for us to be more successful tonight. hat off to Victor Osman. He played very well. So did Hugo, you know. And so it was a game as a goaltender guy, you'd say, wow, that was a really fun game because both guys played really well. And really never, even with grade A chances, didn't make them look hard, the saves. And that's key for your team, you know. When your team and we're hitting him in the chest or they're hitting us in the chest, your team responds to that. And they understand that, hey, our goalie's on and we can keep going. And you can play offense better. So, I totally agree. And I think it will be interesting tomorrow just because there was a lot of energy spent today. And this will be a big-time bounce back by both teams.
Speaking of Hugo Olas, you had that chance in the first period where, talk about great end-to-end moves. You had Josh Nadeau gets around the guy. I mean, a really great individual move. But Olas stays right with him, is able to force him, I guess, deep enough that he wasn't able to get the kind of shot that he would have liked.
Yeah, you know, Hugo poses a lot of challenges, a lot that, you know, even, you know, great players like the Nadeau brothers, he's imposing, and so you probably make one play to more than you normally would because you don't see much, and he ended up getting himself below the goal line. He still almost found a way to put it in the net, but I thought that Hugo just really stayed with it and stayed patient and stayed on his stick really well, and then the guys got back and funneled in.
You had two guys that returned to the lineup, Alex Jeffries, Tyler Young, on the same line, and at least in the first period and for much of the game, it seemed like that line was generating, you know, most of your good scoring chances.
Yeah, they had some great chances. Benny had that breakaway and almost a 2-on-0, really, because Jeff was right behind him.
Right.
But it was, I think for those guys, you know, they've been out for a while, and Jeff hasn't, obviously, he's been out the whole season. So it will be, probably a game-time decision tomorrow. He used a lot of energy today, and just want to make sure he's healthy. That's the most important thing. And the same with Younger. You know, he's a very physical player, and that was a very physical game, making sure that he's ready to bounce back, too. So, hopefully they will be. I expect that they will be. They're both very competitive and want to get back at it, I'm sure.
Speaking of, being competitive and noticing that power play you had in the second period, at that point you're down by a goal, but you had a power play. You don't know how many of those you're going to get the way the game's being called, and no surprise, Alex stays out there for the whole 2 minutes. I mean, is that his call? Are you putting him out there? I mean, we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, no, it's not our call, you know. Jeff and Maddie Capone, they are difference makers, and they want to be that too, you know. So, and I love that, you know. It's they're highly competitive, and they really want to make a difference. They want to put their team back in the game. So it's not how you draw it up, but if he's effective during that, then I'm fine with that. And same with Maddie, you know, if he's effective, that's okay. And when you play in the zone as much as that power play did in that shift, you're not really expending a ton of energy. So we didn't go back and break out. I think with that group, we only broke out once. And we spent most of the time in the zone after that. So, you know, I don't think he expended a lot of energy. I think he felt hungry and good. And, you know, he was feeling it offensively and wanted to get pucks on his stick.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow night, teams play again here. You change a lot to tomorrow night? Maybe not so much?
I really can't say till after the video. You know, I think I think that we as a group, you know, need to understand this is how our next month and a half is going to be. Like, we are playing the real hard teams in our league, which, a year ago we were that team. You asked me a question before the game about identity, and I think this is the kind of series where you find it. And so I'm excited. You know, I'm curious to see how it bounce back. I'm excited about tomorrow to see how guys are. But we'll watch the film as a group and figure out. I'm sure there'll be a couple adjustments, but probably both ways, and just try to put ourselves in the best position possible.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.